FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. We are coming to you from Vancouver, British Columbia at the Sprott Resource Show. And we bumped into a good friend of the show, none other than Mickey Folt, the Mercenary Geologist, mercenarygeologist.com. Any questions or comments, by the way, just email us at kl@kerrylutz.com. Mickey, it's great to see you.
Great to see you, Kerry. Nice to share a microphone in person.
Yeah, it's always a lot more fun doing it in person than over Skype, for sure. I kind of get tired of it, but a necessary evil. Hey, but right now we've had a couple of weeks where gold looks like it's going up. Do you think this is just a seasonal boost, or is it changing in the trend?
Well, seasonal, we would argue for a low during this period of time. Every year, or nearly every year, 2016 was an obvious exception. Gold hits a seasonal low sometime, let's say, between the 1st of July and Labor Day. Have we seen that low? Perhaps. It hit 1207, what, a couple of weeks ago or right. Something like that. I was in the field, so all the days seemed to run together, you know, busy time for field tours and evaluations, but now we're at around 1260. That's a pretty good bounce. There's some economic and perhaps geopolitical reasons for that. We had the North Korea, and that's an ongoing geopolitical concern that I don't think there is any obvious solution for the U.S. on that at this particular time. And then Yellen came out this week and with very dovish comments regarding interest rate rises, 3 years of projected of low interest rates continuing. I mean, she's just telling us what we all know. Anybody that has any inkling of Austrian economic theory will subscribe to the ideas that I think that we share. But that gave a little bump to gold, too. So that's not saying that we won't test that low at 1207. A lot of people thought we were going to go below 1200 and test the yearly low of 1180. That didn't happen. So
It seems to be showing some strength when it's testing those lows now. And it's back over its 50-day moving average, if memory serves me correct. Yeah. So mildly bullish for the present time, and the dollar has been eroding somewhat.
Well, and so that was the real concern, say, before this last little run-up over the last couple of weeks, was that as the dollar plummeted, gold didn't react, which is a very contrarian, unusual sort of scenario. The dollar, I mean, it's below 94 now, which is something on the order of, what, a 14-month low? Something like that. I mean, Trump's kind of got what he wished for, and it's good. I thought the dollar was way overvalued. If it continues to drop, I think we're now in a scenario where gold should rise with any more DXY drops.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we look at the loonie, which was the Maytag repairman of currencies. I mean, it's just been down in the dumps for years. It's in that 72.3 range, and it just kept going back down there. It couldn't shake it, and now in like a week and a half, it's up 10%.
Yeah, so it's at 80 now, and we haven't seen that in 14 or 15 months. And that is quite a surprise, I guess, with low oil prices. Even over the last couple of weeks, as oil kind of tests tested its 44-dollar low once again. The loonie didn't react for a while. Now it's really reacting, but it's really the whole basket of DXY currencies, with the exception of the British pound. Everything else is up with respect to the dollar.
Yeah. Well, when we started doing our monthly reviews, we were down like in the 70s in the dollar for the DX, if I remember correctly, 5 years ago.
I think. It was 80? At par.
78. 78.
No, it was at par.
It was at
when
par?
We started.
Edit
yeah.
this, Melissa.
Yeah. No, when we started 2010, 2011, the dollar was at par with the loonie was at par with
oh,
the dollar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The index was like in the 70s or something. The dollar was 70 in the mid-70s.
Oh, the dollar. I misunderstood.
Yeah,
I thought
right.
you were still talking. It was below 80 when we, yeah. So I'm sorry about that, Carrie. I misunderstood
we'll,
the
We'll clean this
question.
Up. Don't worry.
I misunderstood.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the loonies still. Okay, yeah.
So, and the dollar has been on a 3-year rally.
Yeah.
So are we at the end? Because it's interesting, right before the dollar went down 2 weeks ago and the loonie started going up and all the other currencies in the basket, I had people saying, no, the chart's saying the dollar is going higher. The dollar is going to go higher. That's going to be bad for commodities, going to be bad for resources, gold. And here we are. 2 weeks, 3 weeks later, and they were wrong.
Well, they were wrong, and as you point out, when we first started doing our show, dollar index was below 80. So even right before the oil crash, it would be about 3 years ago this summer, the dollar was at 80, and it made that big run up in the end of 2014 as oil crashed. And so made it almost to 104, 103, 104 in early part of this year. A lot of that was the Trump election kind of drove the dollar for a while. But Trump wants a weaker dollar because we've got this huge trade deficit, balance of payment deficit. So I welcome a weaker dollar.
Within reason.
I think within reason's about right where it is. Right now, or maybe down to 90, you know,
90, high 80s.
Yeah, and so loonies rallied to 80, which if you did, you know, and I haven't really done that, but we've got the data to do. If we calculated a median value for the loonie versus a dollar in a longer time period, say maybe going back 20, 30 years, something like that, I dare say probably the median value is about 80.
Right,
and
sure
so,
it is.
So things look like they're getting back to a more normal, if there is in Forex space.
Whatever normal means.
Or a historic average, let's say.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because at the same time, while the loonie's going up against the U.S. dollar, you got definitely the appearance of a real estate crash in the country. Real estate is suffering in certain markets. You know, policies have been adapted. So it's just interesting that the loonie would go up 10% pop just like that when really their economy is looking a little weak right now.
Well, especially with oil prices still hovering at $45 to $50. You know, most Canadian oil, or certainly the oil sands, are sub-economic at this price. And, you know, the shale revolution hasn't hit in Canada the way that it has in the U.S. So, Canadian energy stocks, and I own a couple of them, they're not doing particularly well right now. You know, there's a significant part of the GDP of Canada or their their exports, the percentage of exports is very highly leveraged to natural resources, oil, especially oil, but also metals.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's interesting, even though Canada's small population, we both have substantial audiences, Canadians, because they understand resource investing and resource-based economies far better than our brethren in the South.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for all the Americans who don't really understand it as well as perhaps the pros that operate in space up here do, we wouldn't have as many profit opportunities.
No.
For every winner in stock, there's always a loser too, Kerry.
Yeah, it's a zero-sum game, unfortunately.
It always
has been and always will be. So, you know, looking out some of these companies here, there's a couple of really standouts. I won't mention their names, but a couple of really good-looking companies. Time to be thinking about these mining stocks to invest?
Well, I've been thinking about them. I mean, this is basically what I do.
I know.
I think I wake up, I go to sleep at night thinking about them, and I wake up in the morning thinking about them. And, you know, I get up early, and I'm on the market every morning at open, and up here when I'm in Vancouver, that's at 6:30 in the morning. So I've got protein shake on the desk and coffee in hand watching the market.
That's how you keep your boyish figure.
Well, regardless, here's what I would say for people, and let's just talk to people that understand this space right now. This is a buying opportunity. We're in a really heavy dose of the summer doldrums, Kerry, and I think we mentioned this on the monthly show. We have more from sell in May and go away straight in the summer doldrums. Volumes on the venture exchange last week were at their lowest average since the bottom of the commodities market in January and February, early February of 2016. So there is no interest, and everybody's going on vacation now at the 1st of August. All these capital markets in the world, everybody runs away in August. So that should present stink bid opportunities for good stocks.
And,
you know, we're here at Sprott Conference, and it's a lot of the what I would call the cream of the crop in this space. And oftentimes those are the ones that will kind of take in the shorts a bit because there's just no liquidity, no volume. So, so pick them off now because if we are correct and we are an incipient bull market for commodities, things should start looking better after Labor Day.
I totally agree. I mean, I'm not one to say buy or don't buy because I'm usually wrong. But in this case, the argument, the logic is that these stocks, the metals probably hit bottom, commodities probably in a major upward cycle that's going to accelerate over time. And, you know, what we're really talking about is not people immersed in the sector, but people who are looking at it and seeing value, because there's no value anyplace else. What other sector, Mickey, has any value in this market?
Well, your point's well taken, because the S&P 500 has hit all-time highs in seven of the last 10 trading days. Now, I don't know what it closed at today, but it could be 8 of 11. Kerry's going to hit the phone and figure it out right now.
Well, it looks like
it was down a bit.
The Dow is up 85.
Dow hit another all-time high today, but S&P 500's down 2 points. But when's the last time you saw that? That tells you how, I don't want to say the market's overbought the U.S. markets, because I think they can continue to go up. But there's not a lot of value there right now. So people laid a lot of money in the markets. Generally, when that happens, they have discretionary money, some high-risk money sitting around. And I'm kind of like you. It might be time to move into resource space.
Yeah, well, last year was a stellar year till July, till right after this conference. It peaked right at the end of July, beginning of August. So it turned out after the conference, the stocks really just hit the crapper. And this year it could be the opposite.
Well, and so last year was a real anomaly. Toronto Venture Exchange has all-time, Toronto Venture Exchange hit its yearly high in the summer doldrums. Gold hit its yearly high in the summer doldrums. And that, in all my years in business, I can't remember a time before when that happened. Probably has, I just don't remember it. But this year, it's a more normal scenario. So, and we've got some impressive returns on base metals. Copper hit 15-month high today at 287. Zinc is pushing $1.30 again.
Cobalt.
Cobalt's such a minor metal. Yeah, who knows what goes on? And it's not a world exchange traded metal.
Right.
So, that's a... So I tend to shy...
A little niche kind of market.
I tend to shy away from those things. But the industrial metals are doing quite well. And Lynn's Green's, once again, the idea we're in the incipient bull market for commodities.
Yeah. Yeah, that only serves to confirm the thesis, but obviously experience has to bear out our thesis, or the thesis is worth nothing. Anyway, go find Mickey's work over at mercenarygeologist.com. Your Twitter feed again, Mickey?
At Mercenary Geo.
All right, at Mercenary Geo. Check out Financial Survival Network. Sign up for a newsletter. Twitter feed's at Carrie Lutz, and the Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Well, let's see what happens here, Mickey.
We'll see. Talk to you soon, Carrie. We got end of month coming next week.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.